Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defont LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 156 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in Southwest Florida, joined by Dr. Eugene Klinsman up in Westerly. Hello, Doc.
How's it going today?
Oh, it's going great. The sun finally came out this afternoon.
Oh, it was a gorgeous day in Rhode Island today. This was one of those bellwether days. 63 degrees in February. I wore shorts to work today, Bill.
Did you open up the windows, air out some of that farts and linguica?
Yeah, you got that right. Just a gorgeous day. And I think it's going to hang on for a couple more.
There you go.
A couple more days. There's no snow in the forecast. And then it's March. It's almost March, Bill.
You're just counting the days, aren't you? You're like, we're going to get through it.
Because, you know what, even if we get one of those stupid storms in March, those go away in like 2 days.
Yeah.
So I think I'm over the worst of it. We had one real bad week and I was starting to get depressed, but then things turned around and we're looking good. The horizon is in view. I could see shore.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So now I got like 6 months of being happy.
And then you start going back into that funk.
The funk comes back.
It doesn't start for you in August, so does it?
No, usually like middle of October.
Oh,
because I don't mind the cooler weather. It's like when we start getting the frost on the car. When you have to start scraping the car windshield, that's when I start feeling it.
Remember, Lundegaard just started smashing his windshield. That was a classic Minnesota meltdown.
You remember, that's something that you would do. Yeah.
Remember that meltdown? Because you can't get anything off because it's so cold up there.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's melting. That was me. That was my life. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
You just didn't send anyone through a wood chipper, but other than that, it was pretty much the same.
Yeah, I never really got to that. I tossed a shovel into my neighbor's yard, and that was the end of it.
I mean, if you had a wood chipper handy, you probably would have thrown the shovel through it, I imagine.
I probably would have. I wanted to destroy that more than I wanted to give it to DeVorney. Like, I wanted to absolutely annihilate that.
That would have been... Oh, you should start, like, a service in Minnesota. Like, you go around, like a tow-behind wood chipper... And just ring on people's doorbells in, like, the middle of April and be like, $10 to shred your shovel that you have to use all winter. People would be paying you to throw their thing through that.
Yeah, they probably would. Because you couldn't really use those plastic ones either, the ones that were really good with the snow, because then you couldn't get underneath because it was just frozen ice.
Right, so you need those metal ones.
Yeah,
right?
So you had to have two up there. You'd have, like, the one that got the snow, and then you had to get that one to get rid of the filth. So you had, like, that, yeah, the metal one, the heavy-duty metal one. And then the squareheads have the ones with teeth, too. You ever see those?
No, I don't think those even exist around.
Yeah, they're metal ones, but they have teeth.
The squareheads? I haven't heard that before. That's funny.
You've never heard of the term squareheads?
No. You caught me off guard. I get it. I totally get it.
But years ago, when I was living in Rhode Island, I was going to do a trip to see my buddy. Me and my friend Matt were going out to Minnesota, so... My cousin knew people who did business out there, so he kind of sent an email and CC'd me and said something about, like, what places, like, what are good bars and places to eat and stuff. So the response was that those squareheads don't know how to eat. He said they're all chains and burger joints and chicken sandwiches, kind of like Disney's quick serves.
Yeah, yeah.
If you will. Yeah, so he called them squareheads, and I just thought that was a fabulous term.
That is a good term.
I mean, if you think of Lundegaard, he's a squarehead, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
He's wearing his jacket, choppers, and his big boots that go up to his knees. Hi, Jan.
I almost booked a trip overseas, Bill.
Overseas?
So today I was looking at the Providence Journal website.
Is it still www.projo.com?
It is.
Okay.
And one of the headlines was Norwegian Air offers nonstop service out of TF Green Airport to... Dublin, Cork, Edinburgh, and one other place. So in the UK and Ireland, and they're going to start doing flights in August out of TF Green. So TF Green is now going to be an international airport. So that's big news.
Well, they used to have Portuguese Airlines back when I lived there. I think they had like once a week nonstop to Lisbon. So they did get that international.
Well, they took it away, but it's coming back. But because Norwegian was going to introduce flights out of TF Green, they had an introductory rate, $69 each way to Dublin. I had it up on the screen, and I was like, well, I don't think I'm going to do this with two kids under 3 years old, go to Ireland in October. But
how great a trip would that be?
I could have got a $150 round-trip ticket to Ireland.
How long are they doing that for? Maybe I'll go.
Yeah, come fly up to Providence and then go.
Oh, that's.
I don't know. I assume they're just doing it until they sell out. They probably sold out already because that was early this morning. But it's only a 7-hour flight from Providence to Ireland.
That's my dream trip right there, Bill.
That's the only place I want to go in Europe is like Ireland or Scotland.
You wouldn't like to do a whole European, though? You got to, if you're over there, though, you kind of have to do England.
Well, I mean, I guess. I'd rather just go to Ireland for a few days or a week or whatever and just enjoy that.
Yeah, that's...
The Emerald Isle.
That would be a great trip.
That would be.
We looked at that. So that was going to be our initial honeymoon, but it was just so expensive.
Yeah, because when you guys got married, that was like when the gas prices were ridiculously high, the economy wasn't doing so great.
Yeah, the B&B, I mean, the whole damn thing was like, it was like a $15,000 trip. And
it wasn't going to happen. But... I was very tempted to do that, but you know, I mean, a 7-hour flight, that's not too bad. I can do that standing on my head, I think.
Yeah, that's tough for me. The East Coast to California was my max. I'm not really good. I don't mind flying, but I get a little antsy.
You get a little antsy, but 7 hours I could do. I like that it's nonstop. I wouldn't want to do like a.
Well, you can't really stop in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
No, that's true. There's not like an aircraft carrier that you're going to land on and change gates.
Right.
But in general, like, I'd rather fly nonstop to California than stop in Detroit and then Nashville and then Denver.
Oh, see, I'd rather. I know. If like when I first trip out to LA, we stopped in Detroit Wayne County Metro Airport, and mm-hmm. I like getting out and stretching my legs.
Yeah, no, I'd rather just. One takeoff, one descent.
Yeah, because you're not a good flyer. You don't like to fly anyway, so...
I don't like to take it off and descent. Everything else.
It's like ripping the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Governor Malley's on Tucker Carlson right now. Or Governor Malloy. I'm sorry.
Connecticut Governor. Donnell. Not Daniel. Donnell Malloy.
Oh, is he Donnell Malloy?
Yeah. That's a good piece of advice there. Good, I don't know. I was really tempted, though. Ireland. I would love to do that someday.
Yeah, that's a good trip.
I'd love to play golf. Like, go. That's a good guy's trip. Go over
that's
to
a
like,
great
Scotland
guy's
and Ireland
trip.
And play some golf and just hit up pubs all day.
They got this course I was looking at. It's called Old Head, and it's right on the coast, and I think something like 16 of their holes are actually like on cliffs in the water.
Old Head. I think their sister course is Squarehead.
Squarehead. Yep. It's modeled after an upper Midwest golf course. It's got big pine trees and oaks.
You betcha.
Ah, you darn tootin'.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Like Ireland is a perfect trip. It could be romantic, like you said, as a honeymoon. You could do it as a like a guy's getaway for golf. You could do it as a family trip. There's so much.
I mean, you could do it as some bozo who just lost his job and just smoke heaters and drink beer all night too.
Oh, that's exactly true. I mean, you could do that. You could do that to Warwick.
Yeah,
though.
You could do that at Dave's Bar and Grill. Yeah, but yep.
You don't have to really travel for that.
No.
But that's one of those that's on the bucket list, and it almost came to fruition.
Almost.
That would have been a beautiful thing. Alas, it was not to be in 2017.
Oh, well.
Maybe they'll have promotions another time. I'll keep my eyes open. I'll let you know if I ever see cheap flights. Maybe a big family trip to Ireland would be in order.
Now, that must have been like big news on WJR Channel 10. You know, whenever they get a carrier at TF Green, it's a big deal because that state really doesn't have much to boast. I remember Southwest Airlines announces nonstop service out of Providence to Tampa.
I'm gonna call you out because I think that makes the news in any town. If Orlando added an airline, it wouldn't make the news.
I don't know if it's number one. They probably wouldn't tease it.
I bet they would. People love that stuff. They eat it up.
No, I'm gonna have to beg to differ.
Yeah, we'll have to get some feedback on that.
Okay.
I don't have a beer this week, Bill. I'm like running out of beers in my beer fridge. I haven't been shopping lately.
Okay, that's all right.
So I guess we can just go to break unless you want to talk about your unofficial beer sponsor this week.
No, there's no need for that.
No need. All right.
So we're going to go to break?
Well, unless you have something else you want
to
add.
No, I have nothing. Let's go to break.
Seemed like we were spinning the tires. All right, let's take a break.
All right. Would you like to ride? Break. This is episode 156 of the Four Football Podcast. Mr. Klinsman, it's would you like to ride my beautiful balloon?
I can get you off track so easily. You just hop. You love to hop right into the
beautiful
singing.
Balloon.
Did an airline ever use that as their song?
Who?
Did an airline ever use that as their song?
I don't know.
They should. Norwegian Air should use it. Maybe you could play it in the break.
Oh, I'm definitely playing that song in the break.
It's a good song.
It's a great song.
All right, what are we talking about this week, Bill?
I mean, we had Matt Holly on last week.
We did. That was a good episode.
We talked about weasels. The week before, we did the Rick's Lounge review.
Also a good episode.
So it looks like it's probably going to be back to food, right? If my arithmetic is correct.
Yeah, we did food, non-food. So food, non-food should be the next door.
Yeah, that sounds okay, that sounds good.
Let's talk about the 2017 Flower and Garden Festival.
Oh, that sounds...
Which is, by the way, it's a big chunk of time. March 1st through May 29th. So it's right around the corner. This episode's coming out on the 27th. So 2 days from now, Wednesday, March 1st, the Flower and Garden Festival in full effect at Epcot.
Yep.
And it's a beautiful thing because they've changed it where they have the kiosk for food now. So it's more of a big deal than it was 5-6 years ago when we went on our honeymoon.
Uh-huh.
The Flower and Garden was going on, and it was cool because of the topiaries and all the flowers, but they didn't have the food. They didn't have a lot of the extra stuff that they have now that draws a lot of people in. So, obviously, we're going to focus on two things. First thing is the food, and then next week we're going to focus on the music, which is your favorite. I mean,
that's a lot of people. I think Dr. Willing enjoys that episode as well.
Oh, no. Well, yes, the episode is very popular, but what I'm saying is, as much as you like the food, I think you look more forward to the musical acts that come to these festivals.
I like the music much better than the food, definitely.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I could care less about if they didn't want to have any music, I wouldn't care. But the food is where it's at, so that's where we differ. But you like both. You don't want to get rid of the food either, but you like the music better.
Yeah, if I had to choose, I'd definitely rather see Christopher Cross or Starship than have a Dole Whip. Looking at that picture, though, the pineapple soft serve with coconut rum floater option returns once again at Flower and Garden, and it's on a table overlooking the monorail and Spaceship Earth. That's definitely suitable for framing.
Yeah, that'd be very good as like a phone background or put up in the office.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's a nice picture.
That's a great picture.
So let's get right in. You want to get right into this here, the food?
Yeah, you got your sleeves rolled up, right? Did you put your napkin in your shirt?
The napkin's tucked into my shirt and my fork and knife. Yeah, I am ready to go. So this year, 2017, they've added two new booths. So there were 13 last year, and it looks like there's 15 now. And the two new ones we'll get to right away. The first one is called the Berry Basket. And then the other new one is Northern Bloom. So we'll go right into the Berry Basket. One of the offerings here they have is a lamb chop with a quinoa salad and a blackberry guest
drink. Sounds horrible.
Yeah, you don't like lamb chops, right?
They're not my I wouldn't order it like at a 5-star restaurant, but
no, I probably wouldn't either, but it's good. Like the little sample of them at Food and Wine is good in Australia. I don't know if I'd get that cuz quinoa is okay. It's not great. And blackberry guest drink, I don't like blackberries and I don't really need blackberry on my lamb chop. This one here is the next option, a field green salad with fresh strawberries, blue cheese, strawberry vinaigrette, and spiced pecans.
That sounds like stuff that doesn't go with stuff. Let's move on.
You know what? I would say that wouldn't be too bad if the strawberries weren't on it.
Uh-huh.
Like a salad with blue cheese, pecans, and a strawberry vinaigrette.
You're okay
would
with
be
that?
Okay. I don't like strawberries.
The only thing that looks in you don't like strawberries, period?
No, I'm not a big fan of strawberries. I like the flavor, but I don't like the fresh. I don't like fresh strawberries.
The only thing that, like, I was gonna that looks intriguing is I'm curious what the combination between the strawberry and the blue cheese is like, though.
Oh, it's probably good.
I bet it's
you
a
get
good
the
contrast.
Very sweet. You get that stinky cheese.
Yeah.
The saltiness. Yeah, it's a good contrast. That's what stuff that doesn't go. That's the best part about stuff mm-hmm. that doesn't go with stuff. All right, and the last is the dessert: a warm wild berry buckle with pepperberry sorbet. I'm not sure. A buckle, I think, is like a cobbler a little bit. It's just like berry with some biscuit mixed in. And you kind of bake it all together. I'm not sure. And then a pepperberry sorbet. I don't know what a pepperberry is. Do
no,
you?
This is definitely a pass by.
A hard
kiosk.
Pass.
This is.
How about these beverages though? Sweet Susie might want to check one of these out. The Founders Ribot Pure Raspberry Ale.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a beer. That sounds pretty good. Islands Grove Blueberry Moscato and a Twinings Green Tea Berry Mint Julep with the non-alcoholic version also available. So that's interesting. I do like, and I don't know if it's going to be at all of these, but I noticed the first couple have non-alcoholic cocktails available, which is different. Most of them, it's like wine, beer, mm-hmm. or a cocktail. So now the non-drinker in the group can have something to try. It's a little different. Let's move on to the Northern Bloom.
Yeah,
this sounds interesting.
This is a good-looking one right here.
So I have a feeling, just based on what the items are, I think this is probably in the Canada section.
Yep.
In that area. So we have, this is beautiful, seared scallops
gorgeous.
With French green beans, butter potatoes, brown butter vinaigrette, and applewood smoked bacon. That's fantastic. Every step of that was just gorgeous, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
A brown butter vinaigrette. Oh, man. Applewood smoked bacon, seared scallops, French green beans. Just perfect. Mm-hmm. I would love to try that. And then the next thing they have, beef tenderloin tips with a mushroom bordelaise sauce with potatoes and garden vegetables. That sounds like a beautiful little meat and potatoes deal right there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nanamio bar, which I have no idea what that is.
We can skip over that.
That's the dessert, so I'm not really too concerned about this. But look at this, the beverages, Bill. A maple popcorn shake with Crown Royal maple whiskey. That's right up my alley. I love milkshakes. That sounds fantastic. And they have a non-alcoholic version of the maple popcorn shake as well. And then they have a couple different beers from Unibrow, an Amber, a Saison, and a White. And you can get those in a beer flight as well. Would you try a maple popcorn shake, William?
Nope.
No? What if I had it? Would you try a sip?
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's not something that's going to make me puke.
Like, it's not. You're not against it. You just don't want to waste the $7 on it.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, these are the booths that were there last year. So we have La Isla Fresca, or Isla Fresca. I don't know how that
La is. Isla Fresca.
Oh, yes. We'll go to our resident Spanish-speaking expert here, Michael. La Isla Fresca. Jamaican braised beef with pigeon pea rice and micro cilantro. That sounds like that could be good.
Hey, don't sugar you? Do you remember? You don't remember because it's a Madonna song. Last night I slept in San Pedro. Tropical the island.
So you're saying this booth is based off a Madonna song?
That is where I'd love to be. La Isla Bonita. Yep.
Okay, beautiful.
It's from being an 80s kid, Bill. Look at what you learn.
Yes. How about the sugar cane shrimp skewer with steamed rice and a coconut lime sauce? Would you like that?
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. A Caribbean conch salad with avocado, mango, and onions. So I'm pretty. I don't know. A conch is a shellfish, isn't it? Like a clam.
They're very very popular down here.
Because the conch shells are those big ones that you can like that you hear the ocean in, right? That's a conch.
Yeah,
shell.
They're like they call them like conch fritters. So they're like clam cakes.
Oh, all right. So
yeah, so I mean you wouldn't tell the difference. They're just like clam cakes.
Yeah, so it's like a clam. Okay, mm-hmm. Beautiful. That sounds like that would be pretty good too. And then the dessert is flan cochot, vanilla caramel custard with chocolate coffee cake. That's something I would like, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. That sounds. That doesn't good. Sound bad.
Then we have for beverages, Red Stripe, Jamaica-style lager. And then a frozen Simply Tropical juice drink with Curazao mango rum, or you can get that non-alcoholic as well. So, again, they're going the route where you can get something non-alcoholic at each booth. I like that. None of those drinks really strike me, but that sugarcane shrimp sounds really good, and I'd like to try the conch salad just to see what it's all about. Ready to move on, Bill?
This is Eric.
Okay. The Cider House. This has a pear cider brined shredded corned beef with braised cabbage and Branston dressing with pears.
Nope.
I remember that from last year, but you love corned beef, but the pear thing's really hitting.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
How about this one? A house-made potato and cheddar cheese biscuit with smoked salmon tartare.
No, thank you.
You're not a salmon guy. Those both sound pretty good to me. And then a freshly baked lemon scone with creme fraiche and mixed berries. I could take that or leave it. So that must be in the England section, the Cider House. And then they have, for beverages, they have Mackenzie's Black Cherry Hard Cider. They have Caribbee Blood Orange Tropical Hard Cider. Cider Boy's Strawberry Magic Hard Strawberry Cider and a Martinelli Sparkling Cider Non-Alcoholic.
Another flyby kiosk.
Yeah, you're not even slowing down.
It's already gone in my browser. I already scrolled down.
You know what, though? I bet if you saw someone eating the corned beef and cabbage, you'd look at that and say, oh, that looks good. If you didn't know it had the pear stuff on it. I wonder if there's a picture of that. Let me scroll down and see.
This is Eric.
Oh, that looks beautiful. Do you see this picture of the corned beef and cabbage? I think you would be all about that. Do you see the picture?
I just stopped at the smokehouse.
Oh, you're already back to that. Is that the one with the piggy wings?
The beef brisket burnt ends, hash brown with white cheddar fondue and pickled jalapenos.
Oh, boy. Let's not get ahead of ourselves
here. I'm sorry, Jason. Yeah, that looks all right. You know what? And it looks like the pear is cut up enough. I changed my mind, Bill. I'd eat that.
Say a little picture goes a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Especially that Smell-O-Vision, too, that we just recently got installed in studio.
Yeah, big time. All right, now we have the Urban Farm Eats. The first thing is a watermelon salad with pickled onions, B&W Gourmet Farms baby arugula, feta, and balsamic reduction. A seared pork tenderloin with mushroom ragu, spring vegetables, and fingerling potatoes.
Yep,
that sounds good. And a crabless cake with crispy vegetable slaw, lemon vinaigrette, and Old Bay remoulade. So it's like a tofu crab cake. That's a vegan option.
Yeah,
a vegetarian
I'm good with
option.
That.
So I probably just pass. That pork tenderloin sounds good, though. Very good, actually. Seared pork tenderloin with mushrooms. I like that. And then for the beverages, we have Aviv Natural Peach Sparkling Wine, King Estate Acrobat Pinot Noir, Wildflower Pale Ale, Urban Mary with house-made pickled green beans, and an Urban Fairy cocktail. I wonder if the Urban Mary is probably like a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, sounds like it.
House-made pickled green bean. I bet that's a Bloody Mary. That might be something worth trying, since you're the Bloody Mary guy. Let's see if there's a picture of that anywhere. Oh, yeah, it is. It's a Bloody Mary.
It's a Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary. Interesting.
Last night I dreamt of San Pedro.
How about this pineapple promenade? This is like, that has the pineapple soft serve, the Dole Whip, so I know a lot of people like that, but the spicy hot dog with pineapple chutney and plantain chips, that does not appeal to me.
Nope, I'm good with that.
But it has the Dole Whip, and then you can get the soft serve with the coconut rum in it, the Dole Whip. You can get a frozen desert violet lemonade, which is non-alcoholic. You can get a pineapple mana from the Maui Brewing Company. That must be a beer. And sparkling pineapple wine from Florida Orange Groves Winery in St. Petersburg, Florida. That's interesting. A sparkling pineapple wine. I don't like wine, but a sparkling pineapple wine, that might taste refreshing. You like a Stoli Doli, so that pineapple flavored stuff's right up your alley, isn't it?
The Stoli Doli's at the Capitol Grill. Oh, they're so good.
They should have that there at this pineapple promenade.
Yeah, they really should.
Little Stoli Doli, that would sell some tickets. Is that a Rhode Island thing?
You know what?
Or is it a Capitol Grill thing?
It might be a Capitol Grill thing. It might have just Capitol Grill did start in Rhode Island, because I think Stoli Doli's is still popular in other Rhode Island establishments, but they did have it at the bar in Minneapolis. We used to go to the Capitol Grill bar after Timberwolves games. It was right across the street from Target Center off of Hennepin Avenue.
I see.
And I'd get a nice
filet. So they carried it over.
In a Stoli Doli. It's a great way to end an evening after seeing the Timberwolves with Kevin Garnett. Anyways, I'm so reminiscing right now.
Too. Yeah. You want to move on to the Jardín de Fiestas?
Yes.
We have a chili relleno de picadillo, a battered poblano pepper filled with ground beef, covered with tomato sauce, and garnished with queso fresco and toasted almonds. That sounds pretty good.
That sounds good, Bill.
A brochetta de pollo con salsa morita.
Good job, grilled, by the way. Good
thank
job.
You. Grilled chicken with red and green bell peppers served with salsa chili morita and garnished with micro cilantro and edible flowers. That sounds pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then a tres leche, a vanilla sponge cake, cajita, condensed milk, and evaporated milk garnished with orange zest. So that's the dessert. That's a pass from
me. Now, this booth sounds like something that about literally 30 seconds after you were done, you're running to the mud room, don't you think?
Mud. Yeah, exactly. As far as beverages go, you can have a hibiscus margarita, an elderflower pineapple margarita, a watermelon white sangria, a Pacifico draft beer with Kahlua floater, or a Dasani water. Very fancy. The Dasani bottled water at this one. I'm surprised that made it on the list. So there you go. That's in the Mexico area.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Bill. I'm fast forwarding. This Lotus House, I'm not a Chinese guy, but this has definitely gotten my attention.
Why don't you go ahead and...
Starting off with the spicy chicken lettuce wrap.
That sounds good.
Love those.
Yep. Lettuce wraps are fantastic. Love those. I had one at Food and Wine from in the Korea booth, and it was a
standout. Now, do you guys have P.F. Chang? I know they opened one up near Boston, but they have a couple
in
Minneapolis.
I think there's one in the Providence Mall now.
Yeah, P.F. Chang is fantastic. You'd like it.
They have good lettuce wraps?
Yeah, that's the first time I got them. Everybody said if you go there, get that as an appetizer. We did. Oh, man, are they good. They are good. Hmm. And what do we got? Beijing-style candied strawberries. I'm good with that. Vegetable spring rolls. That's that looks like it's a vegan option.
That could be good, though.
I would definitely try that. No, I'm saying I would try that.
Definitely. You want to go through the beverages? You think you can grab these here?
The Oolong Peach Bubble Tea. I want to say Kung Fu Peach Vodka Triple Sec Mango and Orange Juice. That's probably pretty good for people who like mixed drinks.
Yeah, that sounds like a fruity drink that you could get at like Trader Sam's or something.
Now, what is this? Dragon Pearl Beer, Honey Cream, and Tapioca Pearls.
I have no idea. It sounds intriguing. So it's beer with honey and cream. The tapioca pearls, that's like that junk that like floats and it looks like little eggs floating around in the drinks and you suck it up through the straw and you almost choke on it.
Oh, okay. That's good.
You know, I think Susie drinks that bubble tea, doesn't she?
I don't know.
Sometimes has like the little floating balls in it. That's how you make those with the tapioca pearls. That would be something I'd be interested in just seeing. Just seeing what it looks like. I'd like to try a sip.
Now, what is this? MSG, a cooler of mango wine, strawberry, and ginger ale. That's kind of like a foo-foo girly drink, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, exactly.
We have plum wine cooler.
Mm-hmm. Tsingtao.
Tsingtao beer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have Dasani bottle water. That's kind of interesting that they're extra, because I bet you all the kiosks have bottled water.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying at the last one. The same thing at Mexico. They put it on there.
Yeah, Dasani bottle water. Now, this next one, the Germany, the Klinsmann Pavilion, is always a must skip for me.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like they don't do the German stuff right. I feel like they could be so much more adventurous with the German food and they just go boring.
Instead of just going with a bratwurst. With sour, or just, you know, mud with sauerkraut. Yeah, you're right. Do something different.
Bauern Market, Farmer's Market. Potato pancakes with house-made applesauce. potato pancakes with caramelized ham, onions, and herb sour cream. Now, those both sound good, but I'm not going to get those when I'm going around having all these other options. A roasted bratwurst with curry ketchup and paprika spice chips, and a warm cheese strudel with mixed berries. Nothing sounds bad, just nothing really jumps out at me. The beverages, they have a Hugo Charles de Fer Organic Brut with elderflower and mint, a Polliner Original Munich Lager, Schafferhofer Hefeweizen. I don't know how this is. There's a lot of umlauts in these, though. Kalstreiser Schwarzbier Black Lager, or you can get a flight of those things, a beer flight. So that's interesting. The beers sound pretty good. Some different ones that I haven't tried, but nothing on the food that I'd really go out of my way for, like you said. We're moving on to the Primavera Kitchen. Now, this could be very good. An antipasto misto. It's got olives, sweet soppressata. That's like that soupy stuff I sent you, Bill. How was that, by the way? That Christmas soupy that you got in the mail.
That was good.
You like that?
Yeah, I like the picture that you posted on our page today even better. Oh,
making it with sandwiches now? Oh. Imagine that thing, like, thinly sliced over some crusty bread with a little bit of olive oil drizzled on it. Some sharp provolone cheese. That's like a fart in a sandwich, isn't it? It would taste so good, and you would just stink up the house for like 3 days.
Oh, that would be so worth it, though, wouldn't it?
That would be a fantastic sandwich for watching like the early game March Madness that Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
The first Thursday of March Madness, crack open a couple beers and eat a big soupy sandwich.
You're probably not going to make it to the 7 o'clock game, so that could be a problem.
No, because you need the base. You need that greasy, like bready base to absorb all the alcohol that you're going to intake. That's why that first food option that you have for the first day of March Madness is so important.
Yeah, that's sausage and peppers for us.
Oh, well, it's basically the same. We're looking at the same thing here. Yeah. You know, sausage. Oh, sorry. So we got the soppressata and salami, ovolini, mozzarella, sweet roasted peppers, and ciabatta bread. That sounds fantastic, that little antipasto. Mm-hmm. A meatball parmesan. Yeah, I'll pass on that. Handmade beef and veal meatballs, tomato sauce, mozzarella, and fresh basil. And a strawberry tiramisu with ladyfingers, mascarpone cream, marinated strawberries, topped with strawberry
sauce. I'll tell
you
what, Jürgen, this is probably the only dessert that Por Favor Mike will have.
You like tiramisu?
I love strawberries, and this sounds really good.
It does sound good, and I'm not a big strawberry guy, as we talked about, but that sounds like that would be good if you're into strawberries. A lot of wines at this one. This must be in Italy. Just guessing.
Yeah, with the meatballs and then the Chianti.
Yeah,
that's a good guess.
So we got a Pinot Grigio, a Chianti, a Prosecco, a Corbinello, a Moscato, a Bellini sparkling wine with peach puree, a Rossini sparkling wine with marinated strawberries, a frozen Italian margarita with limoncello and tequila. That sounds good. A Moretti Lager, a Moretti La Rossa, and Dasani water once again. So, sounds like, you know what, the Italy booth, we always give it crap for the food and wine. Yeah. Sounds like they stepped up their game a little bit for this one. I have to say, the antipasto, the tiramisu, and some of those drinks sound pretty good. So, I would give that one an option. Here we go.
Yeah, this is the one where you just sit on the park bench and breathe. Breathe through your nose.
Now we're into the American Adventure Pavilion, and we're at the smokehouse. Barbecue and brews. Everything sounds fantastic. Pulled pig slider with coleslaw and crispy onions, yes sir. Smoked pork ribs with black bean and corn salad, you betcha. Beef brisket burnt ends with hash with white cheddar fondue and pickled jalapenos.
You're darn tootin'.
And then to top it all off, this sounds fantastic. Warm chocolate cake with bourbon salted caramel sauce and spiced pecans. I will go 4 for 4 all day at this thing. 4 for 4.
Yeah.
You better believe
it. Yes. Oh, you betcha.
And then we have the drinks, even better. A beer flight. You can get an Orange Blossom Pilsner, Three Daughters, a Phantasmas IPA, and a Shipyard Maple Bacon Stout. And then they also have a Zen of Zin, Old Vine Wine, and a Frozen Lemonade with Firefly Blackberry Moonshine as the options. And you get the Frozen Lemonade without the moonshine as a non-alcoholic.
You think when Margie meets that Japanese guy that she went to high school with and at like the Radisson for lunch. Oh, you married Norm, son of a Gunderson. Isn't that one of the greatest movie lines? Norm, son of a Gunderson.
Son of a Gunderson.
Because only Minnesotans say son of a gun. Oh, son of a gun. Norm, son of a Gunderson. Love it.
That is a good line. I think everything on that menu sounds like a must-try. Pulled pig slider with coleslaw and crispy onions. Now, last year you tried a couple of these things, if I remember, and you weren't terribly impressed with them.
Oh, no, no. The beef brisket burnt ends?
Oh, that you had that. You liked
that,
right?
Oh, that was fantastic.
But I thought you said the pulled pork wasn't that great.
No, actually, Bill, I think that was the only thing I had from there.
Oh, just the burnt ends?
Yeah.
Maybe you said it didn't look
good. Yeah, I think I looked at a few and they just didn't look all that great.
But it sounds good. I like that stuff, that barbecue. It's a perfect spot for that. So the next one we have Hanamai, which I guess is probably Japan, it looks like, based on what we have on the menu. They have Frushi, fresh pineapple, strawberry, and melon rolled with raspberry coconut rice sprinkled with toasted coconut and whipped cream on the side. So it's like a dessert sushi.
That sounds good, too.
You would like that?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good. If you're looking for like a fresh dessert, that would be a good one. Ahi tuna poke with sesame ginger.
Sounds good.
Do you like that? That's like just chopped up raw tuna. Ahi poke is just like raw tuna.
Yeah, I'd try it.
And then beef teriyaki udon. Yep. Thin sliced beef, onions, and noodles tossed on the grill with soy and ginger. That sounds fantastic.
Yep, absolutely.
And then what do we have here for beverages? A Sapporo Premium Black Lager, Kirin Ichiban Pale Ale, Makita Green Tea Sake Cocktail. That's hard to say. Amabuki Kirani Junmai Sake, Ozeki Shin Junmai Sake, and Dasani Water. Here we go, that Dasani's there. It's making its way around the world, the Dasani. That sounds good. Actually, everything there sounds pretty good. I don't know about the sake. I'd probably try that matcha green tea sake cocktail.
Would you?
I like sake.
Oh, do you?
Have you had sake?
Nah, isn't that stuff like 180 proof?
It's pretty strong. It's a rice wine. If you go to like one of those
Japanese hibachi grills, yep.
They have it, and usually they'll, like, spray it into your mouth, the chef, because they'll cook with it.
Mm-hmm.
So they usually have it in a squirt bottle. So that's good. But you can also get it, it comes in, a little pitcher, and they serve it warm, which is weird. And you drink it, like, out of a little shot glass, but you sip it. I actually enjoy it. It's very strong, but it's got a good aftertaste.
When do you have that? Just when you go to those hibachis?
Yeah, that's the only time. I'm not like going to the liquor store.
You don't sit downstairs in the studio
and put it over the boiler. Yeah, no.
Pour it into a plastic cup.
Yeah, out of a solo cup, just a 16-ouncer of sake. How's it going? Por favor. Now we're on to the taste of Marrakesh. This is Morocco.
I'll tell you, that hot dog, Bill. That hot dog actually looks pretty damn good, doesn't it?
A merguez sausage, which, by the way, that's one of those sausages that I've always wanted to try, and I've never had the chance to try it. You know, like, when Emeril was really popular on Food Network, he'd always cook with these different sausages. Mm-hmm. He'd use, like, andouille.
Oh, he loved andouille sausage, yeah.
Well, andouille's a big New Orleans thing, but this merguez is like a Middle Eastern sausage. It's spiced beef and lamb in a sausage, and it sounds fantastic. I've never had it. So this,
I bet the Westerly Meatpacking Company has that.
You know what? I bet if I asked them, they'd get it for you. Figure it out, yeah. So, spicy beef and lamb with sautéed onions and green peppers. So, it's like a sausage and pepper with this sausage made of beef and lamb. Sounds good to me. A homemade falafel with pickled beet and turnip, tomato salad, and tahini sauce. A little nice side dish. And baklava.
Bobby baklava.
So, that's a good little trio of options. And then we have a desert rose, sparkling wine, topped with pomegranate liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
White sangria, one of Susie's favorites.
One of Susie's favorites, correct.
I don't know how to say this. Girone red wine, Casa beer, and again, Dasani water.
Okay.
Beautiful. Even in Marrakesh, there's Dasani water. The Florida Fresh booth. This sounds good. The stuff here, Florida Fresh, they do it right. Carne asada with black bean cake and cilantro lime sour cream. Sounds fantastic. Shrimp and grits with andouille sausage. Is that andouille we're talking
about? Susie had that last year.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was very good. Yep.
That sounds good. Sweet corn, tomatoes, and cilantro. Oh, I remember this from last year. The Florida Larder Board. Orlando-made ricotta cheese, Cabo Farms micro onions, extra virgin olive oil, and balsamic country pate and house-made pickles. That sounds really good. and a key lime tart with toasted meringue. I would try everything at that booth. Even the key lime tart sounds pretty mm-hmm. good. Then the beverages, they have a key lime sparkling wine, a quat seasonal fruit ale, mirth and merriment golden ale, feast of flowers farmhouse ale. You can get that in a beer flight. And then they have a watermelon cucumber slush with Tamiami Florida gin. I don't like gin.
That's actually pronounced like Tamiami.
Is it?
Yeah, because I lived
like
off
like Miami.
US 41 is Tamiami Trail.
That makes it even has Miami in there. So Tamiami Florida gin with the watermelon cucumber slush. You can get just the slush without the alcohol, or you can get fresh squeezed watermelon juice.
You know, that sounds intriguing, especially
it sounds very refreshing.
Because it's probably just, you know, obviously a little sample size, so you're not going to pay like $14 for it.
Right.
Yeah, that looks intriguing, Bill.
Even the watermelon cucumber slush is probably very refreshing. I just don't like gin, so I probably wouldn't want that. But I'd get the non-alcoholic version. Sounds good. And then the last booth, would be in the France area, the Fleur-de-Lis. They have a tart à l'oignon, I don't know how to say that. I'm not French, Bill.
No, you're close enough.
So it's an onion tart with fresh thyme and rosemary on a flaky puff pastry crust.
Sounds good.
We have a poulet au écrevisse riz pilaf, baked chicken with crawfish served with rice pilaf. That sounds good.
Sounds absolutely lovely. I'm a little concerned because I'm not seeing the escargots.
And then a macaroon chocolate framboise, a large raspberry macaroon with chocolate fudge and raspberry jam. That sounds good as well. And then the beverages, La Vie en Rose frozen slush with Grey Goose vodka, orange St. Germain liqueur, white and red cranberry juice, a cure pomegranate sparkling wine, a Brut de Peche, a natural peach sparkling wine, a Chardonnay, a Sauvignon blend by C'est la Vie, and a Cronenberg Blanc 1664.
Have you ever had Cronenberg, Jürgen?
I do like Cronenberg.
It's a good beer, huh?
I like
Did
Cronenberg.
You have that when we went around the world back in 2014?
That is correct,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I believe I remember that.
Right.
Now, is that like St. Pauli Grill? Do they have like the wrap all the way up to the top? What do you call it? Like the
I believe it's
saran
wrap,
not saran wrap, but
foil. Like the gold foil.
The foil. Yep.
I believe it does.
I'm staring at that beef brisket picture.
I know, right?
I'm like I'm like the 14-year-old who's seeing his first boob book, and like I just keep flicking down to this beef brisket.
Except you're looking at jalapenos and beef brisket.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It does, and you had it too.
It's.
You've eaten it and you're still looking at it like that. So
it's the combo of like the crustiness and then the softness. It's just
perfect. And it's got the little bit of spice. It's got the smoke. It has the cheese. It sounds like a really fantastic dish.
This is something that if I didn't wrap it up and I just put a label on it and sent it up to you and you got it in 3 days, it would still taste good.
You think so?
Yes.
Just like in an envelope, like in the prepaid.
Yeah,
like,
if I just put it. Yeah,
if it fits,
in one of those,
it ships.
Yeah, it has like the little bubbles, the air bubbles.
Yeah, yeah, sure. No dry ice needed. Just send it up.
No, you just empty. You just open, rip that open, dump it
Throw
into
it in
a
the
bowl.
Microwave for 36 seconds.
Yeah, and microwave it. Like you don't want to overcook it, and then just eat it, and you would be in heaven again.
That sounds good. All these pictures look good. I mean, this is all stuff from last year, so I'm sure some of the new stuff isn't. Didn't make the pictures on this blog. But
boy, that Jamaican braised beef, too, looks pretty damn good, doesn't it?
It all looks good, Bill. Yep, everything looks good to me. Yeah, this is something that's really, they're stepping it up with this thing.
Yeah, it does seem like it.
These options are really good. And the drinks, I mean, I think I said this the same thing last year when we talked about it. I'm not a big wine person. So the food and wine, the wine part does not appeal to me at all. Mm-hmm. But they don't go too heavy with the wine in this. It's mostly cocktails, a lot of beers, which really is mm-hmm. nice. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So even the drinks appeal to me at the food and at the flower and garden, which is nice. Yeah, I don't have anything else to say right now. I'm just excited about this. I'm looking forward to the hearing about anyone who goes. Hopefully, you get to go one or two times.
Definitely have to mic up too. I think. You know how we always like to do a wrap-up, but I think the live audio will be fantastic, don't you?
Yeah, that would be
just
very kind
good. Of mic up and walk around the world.
Yeah, even if you just check in at different spots if you're trying something out. Yeah, I'm just clicking on these links and looking at pictures of the food from last year. Ugh. Sugarcane shrimp, conch salad. Oh, it all looks good. All right, you got to take us to break before let's licking the screen here.
Yeah, let's go to break. Reviewed all the lovely filth that's being featured at the 2017 Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot.
It looks good. I'm very jealous of the people that get to go, and I'm hoping that I get to live vicariously through you a couple times you go up and try things out. I know you're talking to our former co-host Mike Schaefer about maybe a possible meetup.
Yeah, I guess he's going to be up there this coming week.
Oh, the first weekend of the Flower and Garden. Oh, interesting. Very interesting. So hopefully that works out and you can try a couple things there as well. I'm still clicking these links. Tacos de Camarón. Oh, some of these are different. So this is showing stuff from last year and they don't have all the same things this year. Very interesting.
Well, I was just thinking because I'm such a buffoon. But this would sell. Remember like back when we were younger? I remember I got the... when I went to the Hartford Civic Center for the NCAA tournament and I could only go for the afternoon session because UConn was the number one seed and they were playing... at Hartford, and obviously the tickets were ridiculous. But they had a poster, and it was like Class of 64, and it had all the teams that were in the NCAA tournament. How cool would it be to have a poster, and it's 2017 Flower and Garden Festival, and it has just pictures of all the food?
Like an entree from each booth or something? Yeah, that would be pretty
Instead
cool.
of having a basketball that says Ole Miss, Georgia Tech, it just has all this. You'd definitely frame that and put it in your office, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, certainly. That would be a good keepsake. Little poster size.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that idea. Get on that. Get on the phone with Disney Marketing.
Well, you could split it up and then do the bands. Show the bands, have the food on one half, the bands on the bottom.
Oh, that'd be good.
That's
too.
Good stuff. People are always looking. You know, they go on this vacation once every 5-10 years. They want memorabilia from their trip.
It's perfect. I like that idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Very good.
Thank you, Bill.
Very good.
I do try to contribute every once in a while.
Yeah, well, on
I know
food
last
ones,
especially
really
last week, I did pretty much take the week off.
Yeah, but we knew that going in.
You
so
knew you weren't
like going to
get
shock.
Much contribution from me.
No, we weren't getting much out of you. Did you like the intro by my buddy?
Mm. I played that for Sue. She's like, oh my God, you're going to play that again. That is so adorable. That was a great intro.
Like, yeah.
You might have to send me that file where she just says podcast. Maybe that'll be mine. It can be like my permanent one.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll send that over.
That came out really good.
Yeah. All right. I don't have anything else to add here.
Yeah, it's just one of those where we don't really need to talk anymore.
No, we've said what we need to say. Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll do our sushi. I just said sushi because we were just talking about Japanese food. But our social media, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Por Favor Podcast. You can email the show, info@PorFavorPodcast. You can email me personally, Mike @PorFavorPodcast. My Twitter handle is @PorFavorMike. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Correct, Jürgen?
Sounds good to me.
Por Favor Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel. Mr. Klinsman did add something a couple weeks ago. What'd you do, actually? You made something.
The Scotch egg.
You made the Scotch egg.
And I'm due for another recipe.
And you're due for another
soon.
One. We're gonna do one a month, but YouTube
one a month,
channel.
So March is on the horizon. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna make.
And we're a Por Favor podcast for the YouTube channel.
Yes, sir.
So go check out our videos, like them, write some comments. What else am I forgetting? Am I forgetting you, Mr. Klinsman?
You can email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com. I think that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have anything else.
Under an hour. Look at this, Bill. Beautiful. Thanks again for listening to episode 156 of the Por Favor Montane Gase Alejandro de los Podcast. From Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, I'm Mike in Tampa, St. Petersburg. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy 3 years.
Happy 3 years, Bill.
I see that. That's great. Oh, what can I get you?
Oh, just a Diet Coke, please.
Okay.
Great. This is a nice place.
Yeah. You know, it's a Radisson, so it's pretty good. Yeah.
So, you're living in a diner then?
Oh, yeah. A couple of years now. It's actually Eden Prairie, that school district. Mm. Oh, Chief Gunderson then. Oh, so, you went and married Narm, son of a Gunderson.
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
Great. So, what brings you down? Are you down here on that homicide, if you're allowed to, you know, to discuss that?
Oh, yeah, but there's not a heck of a lot to discuss.
Okay.
Well, what about you, Mike? Are you married? You got kids?
Yeah, well, I was married. I was married to... You mind if I sit over here? I was married to Linda Cooksey.
No, why don't you sit over there? I prefer that.
Huh? Oh. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, no, just so I can see. I don't have to turn my neck.
Oh, sure. I understand. Yeah. I didn't mean to...
No. That's fine.
So, I was married to Linda Cooksey. You remember Linda? She was a year behind us.
Yeah, I think I remember. Yeah. So it didn't work out, huh?
And then I've been working for Honeywell for a few years now.
Oh, well, they're a good outfit.
Yeah, if you're an engineer, yeah, you could do a lot worse. But it's it's nothing like your achievement.
Well, it sounds like you're doing really super.
It's not that, it's not that things didn't work out. It's, Linda had leukemia, you know. She was, she passed away.
No.
It was tough. It was long. She fought real hard, Marge. You know, that's, what can you say? Better times, huh?
Better times.
Oh, and then I saw you on the TV, and I remembered, you know, I always liked you.
Well, I always liked you.
Liked you so much.
So, Mike, should we get together another time, you think?
No, I'm sorry, it's, you know... I shouldn't have done this. I thought we'd have a really terrific time.
It's okay, Mike.
You were such a super lady. And then I've been so lonely.